This week's episode, we're talking all about everything. We talk 50 Shades of Grey, behind the scenes of the Grammys, which of the 100 most eligible bachelors we would love to date, and we're giving away a VIP trip to VidCon. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into anything today, be sure to give some love to our sponsor for this week's episode, and that is Nature Box. If you don't know what they are, it's a great way for you to get healthy snacks delivered to your front door. It's naturebox.com/besties. If you want the hookup of free snacks, go use that link and give them some love because they are making this episode completely free. Hey, Corey!
Hi.
How are you? Hi. Hello.
Very cool. I love
yeah,
when
love
you do things
that,
like
that.
Mm-hmm. The first minute of these
are
your perfect opportunity to follow Corey on Twitter.
No! Hi, Corey.
Oh, hi, that was a lot. I'm going through it now.
Well, you know what? Today is a day to decompress.
Is that a French accent?
I don't know.
Do you speak French? French?
Les pensons?
Not again.
What do you mean not again? Did I sing that last time?
Last week.
Where am I?
In the studio. You should have saved your Disney shirt for the Disney episode.
Oh, I'm wearing a Disney shirt.
Yeah, Mickey.
It's my favorite Disney shirt.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to...
It's great for Disneyland.
Oh.
I haven't tried it with Disney World, but I will. It's good if you wrap around like a flannel. Corey, set the scene. What are you wearing today?
Oh, I'm wearing a subtle gray... You know,
it's not that subtle.
I'm a vision in gray, and you know it.
You're literally 50 shades of gray. So let's talk about 50 shades of gray, Corey.
You want to go? What are we going to talk about today? Like normal stuff?
Here's the thing. I think we're just going to jump all around. Okay? Cool.
It's psycho. Okay, cool. That's me.
I was literally addressing it. Okay, cool. 50 shades.
Let's do it.
Are you going?
I will see it.
Corey.
Are you going to see it?
You're a disappointment.
I read the first book.
Here's why you shouldn't see it.
Okay.
You want me to get into it?
Okay. Yes.
Because it portrays
BDSM,
but it's doing it without following the general rules of BDSM. So when you have a safe word, you're supposed to use it. When if somebody says no or is not like consenting, you're supposed to like respect that, and it goes against a lot of the rules of the BDSM community. So they think that it's a really bad representation for that.
Can't it just represent two people who like to do their own thing? And like, why does everyone have to fit into a box?
Yeah, but here's the problem with it.
Maybe they're like a subculture of people who are in BDSM who don't follow the rules. I don't know. Is the argument that they're not following the rules? Or
the
that
argument
they're, or that they're following
is that
them?
It's teaching about the community that it's saying that it's representing in a way that's abusive. But if you want to go see it, you live your dream.
I'm exhausted.
I'm not.
Everybody's got to be in a box. Everybody's got to follow the rules.
No, you don't have to follow the rules. But when it comes
to
harming people,
about two people,
then go see The Last 5 Years.
Who are gonna do it? Listen,
yeah, The Last 5 Years.
I will say,
my mom is gonna see it.
I get that you're done talking about 50 Shades of Grey.
You talk about it though.
But do you want a spoiler?
I didn't read it. Did you read it?
I read the first book.
Tell me everything.
It was exhausting.
So you're going to go see a movie of it?
I will say I thought it was better from a writer's standpoint. I thought it was like better written than Twilight.
Okay, well, that's,
I did
okay,
roll my eyes as frequently as I did when I read Twilight. Not like everyone's hating on me now. But no, like the end of 50 Shades of Grey, the first book.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it just doesn't end well for the Anastasia or whatever her name is.
Jesus.
And like, I was like, you know what? I like this ending for her. I don't want to read the other two books. I don't want her to have her happy ending.
Here's the more
maybe
important
I'm
thing.
Evil.
Here's the more important thing.
If her
name's Anastasia.
Maybe. I don't know.
Did we say last week that Anastasia needs to be made into a musical?
I don't think we
because
did.
It needs to be. Not 50 Shades, but Anastasia. You know, did you see it with Rasputin?
Was that the one about a train?
Yeah, at the very beginning. Yeah. And she's like, oh, how does it go? I don't remember. Anyway, back to 50 Shades. My mom read it.
All of them.
I don't know if she rereads the first one over and over.
Oh.
It's very weird. That's it. That's all I have to say about that. But she's going to go see the movie.
You know, on Tumblr, when they did all those pictures of, like, people reading 50 Shades of Grey on public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I lived in San Francisco, that's when I read it. And it was for sure me on Muni.
Oh, yeah. I remember you
reading
told me that.
It, like,
yeah, yeah,
with the cover for everyone to see. But I was, like, laughing out loud because
every word,
she's like, my inner goddess thought this. And I'm like, if I hear inner goddess one more time.
What's your inner goddess saying?
It's saying to not read that book.
Are you going to go see
the movie because Jamie Dornan's hot.
He's hot, but you could just Google him and not support a movie that's about abuse. No. Anyway, are you going to go see Last 5 Years?
I will. I don't know anything about it, but as your friend and someone who recommended it to me, I'll go see it.
It is my favorite musical of all time. It's Jason Robert Brown. It's
I love that. That means nothing to me.
That's who created it.
Like, I mean, I get that, but I don't know who Jason whatever Brown is.
What else did he do? He did Songs for a New World. You know none of this. But he's just incredible. But it's the story of a couple.
I know this.
And who's going to be in the movie?
Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick.
And
with
a boy.
Some guy that's hot.
Wow.
Listen. What? As a super fan, obviously.
As a super fan.
But I'm excited to go see it. It's something that I've always, like, I've never seen the musical, actually. Like, I just know the music. I know all the songs by heart. And I've never seen the musical, but I've, like, read synopses online, and I've watched clips on YouTube. So I'm very excited to see the movie. And I've heard that it's a very authentic, what's it called?
Representation? Adaptation.
So I'm excited for that. But, yeah, what else is going on? I mean, while we're talking about love stories, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's coming. Well,
it's coming for us. But if you're listening to this as it came
out. We've had it. This is your chance to put into the world what you want your Valentine's Day to be.
I want my Valentine's Day to be filled with love.
Wow.
Between
really
me and Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, my God.
Which is likely.
Do you think they have heart-shaped cheesecake on Valentine's Day?
Oh, my God. I never even get cheesecake at Cheesecake Factory. Do you? Nobody does. Do they?
I did when my friend Jordan was visiting. She was like, I'll go with you, but we're getting cheesecake.
What?
You know what I found out, though?
What?
You can get a little bowl of hot fudge on the side of any piece of cheesecake for, like, another dollar.
Wow. The things you learn on Psycho Babble.
It was like a gravy boat full of hot fudge.
Oh, my God. This is kind of bringing me back. I think I dreamed last night asking for a side of ranch. I know that's, like, very, like, it sounds like I'm just saying this. But I think, because once in North Carolina, I asked for a side of ranch, and they brought me a bowl of ranch. And I had a dream about it last night. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
And what happened in the dream?
They brought me a bowl, like a vat,
so
if you will.
Dream about ranch?
Not often, I think. And this is sounding like I'm just saying this because this is, like, people think that this is a thing about me.
Yeah.
But I mean, this actually happened last night. Anyway, what are you doing? Wait, what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I'm going to eat some heart-shaped chicken nuggets.
Do you like those little hearts-shaped things?
Conversation candy hearts?
They're not what that's called.
I think they're called conversation hearts.
And they say, like,
what's up? Now they say, text me.
No!
Yes.
I want one of those.
Oh, my God.
Like,
I bet this year they're going to be like, bae.
It's going to say, bite the booty.
Bite the booty. Oh, my God. What if we made our own?
Oh, my God. Yeah. What
you
would
literally
say? Bite
can.
The booty.
Like, you can make an M&M. I'm sure you can make conversation hearts. But, like, I remember a few years ago when they added, like, text me. And I was like, the world is gone.
Was it like TXTME?
Yeah.
Or M-I?
Well, no,
text
that was
me.
The Spanish version.
Me.
These were here in America.
It's like text yo.
And, yes, yo también also.
Si.
But I remember.
Les poissons.
That's it. I'm done. I'm walking away from this episode.
Okay, bye.
What did you ever get a conversation heart from a boy that said, like, text me?
From a boy?
Or a girl? Or someone?
Let me tell you. As one of Out 100's most eligible bachelors,
are you?
I did not receive any Valentines from boys.
I remember seeing you put that check in the mail to make sure you were included on that list.
How dare you?
Is that what you had me drop on the mail in the mail when I left your apartment the other day?
I'm going to just kill you. Yeah, today. So today, this is, I mean, obviously this happened in the past because you're listening to this in the future. But today it was announced that the Out 100 most eligible bachelors. Corey is nowhere to be seen.
That's because I have a boyfriend.
Not eligible.
So I'm uneligible.
A bachelor, nor 100. Nor out.
I'm all of those things.
You're actually.
Except for I'm not 100 years old.
Mm.
I'm 16.
I'm a grandmother. So I'm on the list. Who else is on the list?
Did
we
you
got
know? You,
Sam Smith.
You were telling me about this on the drive over, and I was like, okay, it's just one of these lists. And then I got here and pulled it up, and it's vote-based.
I know. I hate these things, because it's like, okay, we get it. You just want clicks.
I'm not voting for you.
You're not voting for me?
I'm going to vote for who I think is the most eligible bachelor
on
the list.
Honestly, voting based voting based things like this where it's like, okay, what is the most voted person win? Like,
wait.
Most single?
Are we voting for
I am most single. I am the most single person on this list.
Are we voting
sadly.
For who is
– If you win, it's like you're losing.
Are we voting for who we think is like the sexiest or who we think is like the most single?
Either way, you're voting for me, right?
No.
John Waters?
I'm voting for Bob Harper.
Okay.
Is it going to tell me the percentage?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Who's in the lead?
Oh, my God. You are.
Well, you know, because I'm most sexy and single.
The top five right now.
Oh,
you, Adam Lambert, Troy, Jonathan Groff, and Steve Grand, who I don't know who that is.
Steve Grand, that's the country star. The gay country star.
I think you're playing a little fast and loose with the word star.
And I think I'm playing a little fast and loose with most eligible, single, cute, gay.
Murray Bartlett's on there, too. He's the guy from Looking.
You know, I'm looking at this list right now, and there's a lot of people that I've met, a lot of nice people.
Would you date anyone on that list?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This might be like a good little list to like be like, okay, well.
Oh, they have Alex Newell's on there, too.
I mean, Ricky Martin is right here, Mark Jacobs, Frank Ocean, Andy Cohen. I met Steve Grand. He's really nice. Who else? Michael Willett.
I'm looking at the people who have zero votes.
Oh, don't be rude.
I'm just saying. I mean, it just came out.
A lot of people are on this list. Would you date somebody on this list? And if so, who is who you would want to date?
Yeah, I would start with Bob Harper.
Okay,
I would also date Ricky Martin. I'd also date Murray Bartlett.
Mm.
Michael J. Willett is
We're going
very
to see
cute.
Ricky Martin today.
We are.
Yeah.
Live in La Vida Poppy.
I know.
Wait,
remember our collab when it was called Reading People?
Yeah.
Where we were going through People magazine, and there was Ricky Martin, and he had, I think, just came out.
Yeah, I was thinking. And, you know, well, he had just, like, had the twins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
I was thinking about that a lot when I was getting ready this morning, and I was like, maybe that was, like, the secret.
We put that out into the world. Now we're going to see him tonight.
We're going to live in La Vida Poppy.
Yeah, we're going to his dress rehearsal. We'll let you, I mean, I'm sure by the
How
time this is out.
How tall is he?
Tall enough.
Oh, my God. I guess I just always thought he was taller than me, and I guess it's
he's
weird
taller
today.
Taller than me, I think. But
if I'm taller than
he's
him
like,
today.
He's muscly and built. He's stocky.
Thick.
He's thick.
What were you?
What was I?
In that out article.
Ah! Oh, my God. Speaking of out, from 100 Most Eligible Bachelors to – they did a profile
An
on
expose.
Me.
An expose.
An expose. They actually came and listened to us record a Psychobabble episode while they
here.
Were doing the writing for the article. But in the article, it was mostly nice, and it was actually pretty in-depth about what I do, and, you know, it asked some questions about the community and blah, blah, blah. But there was a line in it where he's describing me, and I'm sure it came from a place of love. But he described me as meaty.
Lispy.
Lisp? No, meaty with a disarming lisp.
And he said that your hair was unwashed.
And yes! He dragged me. He dragged me through the mud. Yeah, so if there is a question of who's the most eligible bachelor, I would say it's this meaty boy with unwashed hair with a disarming lisp.
I mean,
what else do you want in a man?
Is this their way of making it up to you from him, like, dragging you?
Maybe.
They're like, let's put him on the most eligible bachelor list.
Listen, I don't know.
I really do want
you
to know what
you
win.
You know who else is right here?
Maybe you
Robbie
wanna...
Rogers is here. I would so date him. I'm putting that out into the world. I would so date. Let's just play this game. Who would I date on this list? And maybe they'll hear it. Frank Ocean, call me.
You can tweet this at them.
Please don't.
I mean, not the article. I mean this podcast.
I know. Please don't.
You could be like, hey, Ricky Martin. This is where Tyler professes
no,
his love for
because
you.
Because we know each other, and I can't have him know that. Although he must know that. I don't know.
I think we need to close this webpage because right now I'm just scrolling. Looking at guys
okay.
with like their shirts
Moving
off.
On. What else is going on? We just went to Playlist for a day. We went to Playlist for 24 hours. And some people are like, oh, Tyler, why'd you leave Playlist so early? I was like, girl, I did the same amount I did last year at Playlist, but I squeezed it into one day. So I did all my stuff, girl. I did a meetup. We did
interviews.
We did a Psychobabble interview.
We did.
With our friend Chelsea Briggs.
Oh,
with Hollywire. And then what else? A panel.
A panel. It was a lot.
We did a
for
lot.
For one day.
And we met so many of you guys. If we met you, send us pictures with the hashtag Meaty and Lispy. Meaty and Lispy.
That's your
hashtag
new nickname.
Meaty and Lispy.
I was going to say, you know what my favorite part of that day was?
What? The food trucks?
I was going to say either the food trucks or when I ate out back at the airport.
Oh, my God. You had an Outback?
Yeah.
Corey found an Outback steakhouse at the airport, and I was like, listen, I'm getting
cried.
A massage.
You know when you just have a long day, and then you're, like, a little, like, overwhelmed, and then you see an Outback steakhouse, and you almost start crying?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's me.
That was me also. Well, I saw that was me with the massage booth, so I went over and got a massage at the airport.
Did you cry into the massage booth?
No, but my guy was hot, and when they had to call him up. Trust me, he was hot. They had to call him up and be like, hi, do you have anybody? And they were like, oh, okay, yeah. So he's coming over 1 second. I was like, oh, my God, it's a guy. If he's not hot, I'm going to be so sadsicles. That's when you're sad and cold like an icicle. I was going to be so sadsicles. And then he comes over, and he was so cute. And I was like, oh, my God, I hope, like, I don't, like, get
What are you saying? In an airport?
Well, so he gave me a massage, and it was the best massage I've had in a long time.
For those of you who don't know, these airport massages are literally like...
In public.
In public.
I'm in the middle. It's like a kiosk in the mall.
I mean, you're not even like laying on a table. You're like sitting in one of those chairs with
mounting a chair on a slant. Anyway, back to Outback. I'm Starvation Station Rhythm Nation. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about something that I want right now?
Snacks?
Mm. So if I could have any snack right now, I would probably have some Nature Box. You guys know I love Nature Box. They sponsor my videos and the podcast. And it's one of those things where I actually like genuinely am obsessed with it. And whether or not they told me about themselves, I would have loved to have found them. It's basically a way for you to get snacks delivered to your house. They're all healthy if it's like trans fat free or gluten free or all these special things. But the good thing is they don't taste healthy. They taste delicious. And it's basically a way for you to get your favorite snacks delivered to your house so you don't have to go grocery shopping, which is my favorite thing because I hate that. So if you want to get a free trial box of 5 of their most popular snacks, just go to naturebox.com/besties. They are giving you guys the hookup. And who doesn't love free food? I feel like that's the best thing in the world. Again, naturebox.com/besties. I recommend maybe some blueberry almonds. I feel like I say that all the time, but honestly, I am always eating them. Ooh, also, the Big Island pineapple. It's like literally, I think, dehydrated pineapples, and they're so good. Okay, so go get it. naturebox.com/besties. So you know what else is going on, Corey?
What?
Last week, I announced my birthday campaign for my my birthday, I guess. Cool.
My birthday and
me I. And me and also me.
I mean, I guess you're allowed to talk about it since you're not really like doing anything for yourself.
What do you mean?
You're doing stuff for others.
Yeah. So if you guys don't know, last year and the year before, I dedicated my birthday to the Trevor Project. They are the leading national organization for crisis and suicide prevention, and they specialize in a lot of LGBT issues like coming out or transitioning or if your parents don't accept you for who you are, things like that. So if you need somebody to call, you can call the Trevor Project. They're confidential, they're free, and they are life-saving. So I used to be an intern for them, and this year I am again dedicating my birthday to raising money for them. Last year we raised over $500,000,
which was crazy.
Because of you. Guys, and this year last year my goal was $150,000. You guys blew past it, raised over $500,000. This year the initial goal is going to be $500,000. That's not going to happen without your guys' help. So we've been up for a week. We're recording this the day I'm launching it, so I don't really know where we're gonna be. Hopefully, here's my dream: by the time you're listening to this, maybe we'll have reached 200,000.
Yeah,
that would be cool. If you're listening to this and we haven't reached it yet, maybe go donate $10, $20, $30.
You know what the good thing about listening to the podcast is?
Huh.
Well, I listen to it on my computer. So while I'm listening, I could just like go over to prizeo.com/Tyler mm-hmm. and donate while continuing to listen.
Right. And there's a whole bunch of prizes. Sorry, we'll stop talking about it, but I just want to give you guys a little update. There's a whole bunch of prizes for if you do donate. They're like little rewards. So you can get a t-shirt or a poster, or you can be a guaranteed spot in a Q&A.
I think you mean Q and Slay.
Q and Slay. Sorry. I'm so sorry. That was
How
so
dare
disrespectful.
You dis- disrespect yourself.
I know. You can also get a video that I'm going to send to you that's like literally me talking directly to you. It's like me saying your name. And it's like
what
and
up, talk, girl?
Just having a little convo with you. You can also, if you donate, it enters you into a raffle. The grand prize this year is so much better than last year. Last year it was just a trip to LA for two. This year it's a trip for LA to two with an exclusive VIP backstage pass to VidCon.
Well, I mean, the backstage pass is hanging out with you.
Yeah, I'm going to take you backstage. It's literally, I am going to be your tour guide backstage at VidCon. So, like, if you want to meet somebody, who knows who we're going to find backstage? I'm going to be like, listen, you want to go talk to Jenna Marbles? Let's track her down.
What if they want to talk to me?
That's not going to happen.
All the cool kids.
Nobody wants to talk to a trash can?
What?
I'm sorry. That turned very sour. So, yeah, go donate prizeo.com/Tyler if you want to hang out with us and if you want to save some lives. It's a good cause. But that's enough about that. Sorry. I just wanted to get that in there and talk to you guys about that.
We've got to let the cycle babies know.
So here's the thing. I think cycle babies could be the turning point for the fundraiser. I think the cycle babies giving could be a big thing.
And I will say, technically, if a cycle baby won and then they're at VidCon and they're hanging out with you and I'm there, I mean, it's kind of like a live version of Psycho Battle.
I mean, if the cycle babies won in, this is it.
This is it.
This is it. Speaking of anything else, let's talk about the Grammys.
The Grammys.
Yeah, so we were at the Grammys.
We were.
We did the red carpet. I was doing it for CBS.com. And we saw a lot of people.
Oh, my gosh.
Who were some of your faves?
That you talked to or yeah. that I, like, creepily
Katy Perry walked
at.
By. I didn't even see her, but I saw Corey's face light up.
I will say, I know your back was turned when she walked by.
My back is always to Katy Perry.
Ah!
I'm kidding. I'm skittling.
I will say, like, some of the other events that we've been to, like VMAs and stuff like that, like Katy and Nicki and, like, Beyonce didn't even really, like, walk by.
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of cut the line. At the Grammys, like, everybody's going to walk by no matter what. There was no real, like, secret passage for them.
No. No, not at all.
Escape.
I saw Taylor. She acknowledged right. my existence.
Oh, yeah. They like waved.
Gaga walked by. I was like, Gaga, can you come stop? And she goes, sorry, we're on a tight schedule. And I was like, that was it for me. That's all I needed. I didn't even need an interview.
Yeah. That was the interview.
That was the interview.
Her publicist said you get one question.
And I asked, can I get an interview? And she goes, sorry, no, I'm on a tight schedule. I'm like, well, that's an interview. Yeah. I asked her a question.
I did like seeing all those people like, because I said some of the other events, they kind of just like sneak in or show up later.
Yeah, they show up at a back door or something.
Whatever. But like at the Grammys, like everybody's
they gotta go
run.
Through the red carpet.
Their publicists are great. They like drag them down the runway or the red carpet. And they're like, gotta go.
Runway.
Bye.
We talked to Paris Hilton.
Oh my gosh.
Iconic. We had talked to James Corden, which was my favorite interview.
When you were talking to Paris, the whole time I was staring at her feet because all my life I've heard like how big of feet Paris Hilton has.
Oh my God. I haven't even seen.
And I was staring, being like, they're not that big.
Wow. Okay.
You heard it here first.
GTK.
Paris, you're welcome.
That was the only interview I was starstruck for. Isn't that so weird?
I noticed. You were like,
I was so nervous.
Out.
Well, also her publicist was like, okay, you only get one question, we have to go. I'm like, where do you have to go?
Right. She like, wanted to go sit and watch the Grammys.
Yeah. Well, so I was
she
like,
heard Katy Perry was performing.
And her publicist was like, okay, well, you only get one question and you also have to bring up her new single. And this is standard for publicists, by the way. Like, if you're at a red carpet, you try to, like, you if you want to get an interview with somebody, you have to have your wranglers talk to their publicists, and they try to kind of negotiate. So sometimes publicists are going to be like, oh, you can have an interview with my top client if you also take one of my new up-and-coming clients. So you'll get Nick Jonas if you also get a brand new artist that hasn't had a single release yet that's trying to get some buzz. And that's kind of how it goes. Like, you have to kind of negotiate.
Play the game.
It's very much a game. So with Paris, one of the negotiations was I have to bring up her new single. So I was like, Paris, you've got a new single. Let's talk about it. I'm sure it's a song for true music lovers.
I can't believe you. True music lovers.
Which was obviously a reference. Do you get the reference?
To Christina Aguilera?
Yes. When Bionic by Christina Aguilera, the album Bionic dropped, and it was not well received. She remarked to the criticism. She said, you know what? Bionic is an album for true music lovers. Oh. And it negated every opinion that was negative.
Now that I know that, I'm going to have to go back and re-listen to Bionic.
I mean, it's only for true music lovers, just like the new Paris Hilton single, available on iTunes.
Was this also part of the negotiation?
She tells you next time you're in.
Why don't
well,
we get Paris
Hilton
Well,
Paris
is
a cycle baby.
Right.
Wait, let's get Paris to come. You know, she did tweet me the day after.
Right.
Which she was very kind.
I would love to have her in
who
here.
Who else was on the carpet that we talked to? Anybody?
I saw Juicy J.
Oh, my God. We did talk to Juicy J.
I got a live performance of his verse from Dark Horse.
James Corden hijacked an interview.
Yeah.
If you don't know who James Corden is, he's got the spot on the new he's
taking
like
over the late show.
Yeah, he's taking over for Craig Ferguson. And he came up to me. I think he may have been a little tipsy, or maybe he was enjoying life.
That's his personality.
If that's
living.
His personality, I was like alive for him because he was like not here for the Grammys, not here for the red carpet. He was not going to play the game, and he was just having fun.
He
was cracking me up.
I was going to say, and he like twice threw to like how beautiful his wife looked, and like turned around and like said hi to her, and like had her be on camera.
And then he started to undress me.
He did.
He asked me who dressed me that day, and he insisted that it was my mother.
I liked his suit a lot.
Yeah, me too.
I will say it was gray, like gray on gray.
Gray on gray.
But the whole time I was just thinking, like, he has to be warm. That was like a thick material.
Oh my God, yeah.
I was like, I could not be wearing wool.
Well, I was wearing Armani, slaying in an olive green Armani. I loved it.
Black olive or green olive?
Oh, like a green olive. Yeah.
Thanks for clarifying. Mm-hmm.
But Lecrae. Picked me up. Ashanti, I'm just going to roll right over that fact.
Yeah.
But Lecrae picked me up on the red carpet.
That's your new Twitter bio.
Mm-hmm.
Lecrae picked me up.
I talked to Haim.
Haim.
And they were incredible. They inducted me into their friend group.
I liked them a lot.
They were so
like,
just
excited
fun.
To
they
be
were
there.
Fun. Yeah.
And like having the best time and being like, and I saw they showed them during the show too, like dancing in the audience because they were kind of like behind Taylor.
I talked to Ashanti.
You did.
Uh-huh.
It took me a minute to realize it was her.
Why?
I don't know why. Maybe she's been like out of the spotlight for a little bit.
She's been releasing albums.
But like when she stepped up and then like I saw her dead on, I was like, A, she's gorgeous. Like B, I'm excited for new music. I mean, she had great songs. Like I was texting my friend Steven while she was up there, and I was like, you will never believe Tyler is talking to Ashanti right now.
I was alive. I felt like I was back in 2003 with Ja Rule.
Rule was the only thing missing from that.
Right. You know who else we talked to that I was living for? Right after they won a Grammy.
Yeah.
Pentatonix.
Oh, yes. Not who I thought you were going to say.
You thought I was going to say Great Big World.
Nope. Not also not.
Who else just won a Grammy?
That woman. This is a horrible description.
Listen. Anyway, no. Back to Pentatonix. I just felt like that was the coolest moment because it was hashtag Team Internet. They just won a Grammy. And it's like, okay, somebody who started on YouTube. Well, not even started on YouTube. They had a reality show. They were on the sing-off. But also, like, gained their audience and, like, figured out who they were as artists on YouTube. They're very much YouTubers.
I just had a very important thought.
What?
I mean, since they were on the sing-off with Sarah Bareilles, do you think any of them have her phone number?
Oh, of course.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if people cycle babies know, but Corey is the biggest Sarah Bareilles fan.
What do her fans call themselves?
Corey Cool.
Thank you.
That's it.
Oh my God. Everyone tweeted Sarah Bareilles and let her know. Anywho.
You know what? You told me an important fact.
Yeah.
About Team Internet winning a Grammy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can share it.
I was doing my research and I was looking at who the judges were when the sing-off when Pentatonix was on there. And like all of the judges, with the exception, I think one of the guys from Boys to Men is also a judge, but like the majority of the judges there don't have Grammys themselves.
I mean, they all coached Pentatonix.
And now they have a Grammy and like Sarah's yet to get one. Ben Folds doesn't have one. Nick Lachey doesn't have a Grammy. So I just thought, I was like, that's
very,
very
interesting.
A lot can happen in 4 years. I think the story of Pentatonix.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just named their biography.
Hashtag Median Lispy.
We're talking about their book.
That's their book?
Not your like spoken word album. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I want you to do a spoken word album.
Median Lispy?
Called Median Lispy. And like maybe you could win a Grammy.
Listen, hopefully. I'm putting that onto the world. I would love to win a Grammy someday. Okay, so Corey, I feel like this was a fun little episode. Good little update on our lives.
That just went by so quickly.
I know. I loved this
Who
one.
Who knew we had so much to talk about?
Listen, I knew.
You did?
Yeah, because you don't talk to me. I'm just like, Corey, I'm like, talk to me. And you're like, save it for the podcast.
And I'm like, blocked your cell phone number, muted you on Twitter.
Listen, so rude. Speaking of Twitter, Corey, how can people find you?
I am Corey Kuhl, K-O-R-E-Y-K-U-H-L.
And where else can they find you?
All over the internet.
I mean, you're on Tumblr. You've got a great Tumblr.
I do have a good
Tumblr. It's a lot of hot men and funny posts. Also on Instagram, everywhere. You can find me, Tyler Oakley, also everywhere. I feel like we're both on every website.
Just Google me. I Googled myself the other day.
What did you find? Nothing. Zero results.
My Tumblr was pretty close to the top.
Zero results because everyone's misspelling your name.
Truly.
Truly. Okay, so Corey, if they want to subscribe to Psychobabble, how can they do that?
You go to iTunes.com/Psychobabble and you click subscribe.
Now, there may be some confusion there. Some people haven't done it yet because they may think it's not free. News
it's
alert.
Free.
It's free as
news
shit.
News alert.
News alert. Breaking news.
It's free as
it's
shit.
It's free as shit.
A hashtag, it's free as shit.
Yeah. What else is free as shit? Tell us with the hashtag, it's free as
yeah,
shit.
Tell me. I would love to know what else is free.
That's like a hug. Okay. Well, depending.
Whatever. I'm outie.
You're outie? I'm innie. I've got an innie.
Perfect.
You have an outie?
It's an Annie.
You have an Audi? Like the car?
Annie.
What?
An innie and an outie.
I gotta go. Subscribe on iTunes, give us a rating, and actually, become a fan on Facebook.
And hug yourself.
And yeah, give yourself a hug. It's free, unless, I don't know what you're up to. Anyway, okay, good luck with your lives.
Bye.
Deuces.
KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.